5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to episode 100 of the AWS podcast. I'm AWS Chief Evangelist Jeff Barr, coming to you from Sammamish, Washington on a quiet Friday. It's been a fairly crazy week for me. I spent 2 full days in the AWS loft in San Francisco, much of that time recording interviews with startups. I'll include the first interview in this podcast. The AWS Loft in San Francisco is located on Market Street. We run both day and evening events there. There's also a Solution Architects bar. You can book an appointment with one of the AWS Solution Architects. You can come by with your code, your architecture diagrams, and you can review what you're doing, what you'd like to do. And the Solution Architects will do their best to guide you to the highest scalable, most cost-effective, most efficient way to build your application on the cloud. You can also come to the loft if you'd like to hang out and to hack. You can enjoy our snacks. You can use the loft as your third place, not your home and not your work. You can use it as your meeting room. Located at 925 Market Street in San Francisco. I'm sure the folks there would love to see you, so plan to stop on by. I would say I really appreciate the feedback I've been getting via Twitter and via email. With a grand 4 podcasts recorded so far, I'm really thinking hard about how I'm going to improve the content, the sound quality, and so forth. What I found is, like just about everything in life, doing podcasting is simply a lot harder than it either looks or sounds. Today, I've got the usual AWS Week in Review, and I've got an interview with Stefano Bellagio of Cloud Academy. Let's go back to the week of February 9th. What I'm going to do for this week in review, I'm just going to pick the top one or two items from each day. It was a fairly busy week, as you can see from the blog post, and I'd send you back to that for complete details. I should note at this point that I'm going to actually plan on a schedule change. I'm going to start recording my week in review episodes on Monday in order to correspond with the blog post that I will have put out earlier that same day. I'm also going to see what I can do to accelerate to recording and posting 2 episodes per week, and I'm going to start thinking about adding more types of content. In the past, we've had something we called the Black Belt Tips from our Solution Architects. I know those were actually really popular, and I'm going to be working with our SAs in order to start having them come up with and record those tips to share with all of you. On Monday, we launched tagging for ElastiCache clusters. Many of our customers are using many, many different types of AWS resources, and different developers, different groups, different applications are often sharing the same account. With this proliferation of resources, it becomes really absolutely essential to tag and track your resources. You need to know who launched and who owns what part of the application it is. You need to be able to tell division A from division B, from application A from application B. You might need to separate development, test, staging, and production. And tagging makes all of that possible. If you've been following along for a while, you probably have also noticed that we just continue to add more and more features that make tagging even more useful. Things like the Tag Explorer, better ways to use the Cost Explorer to manage tags, and so forth. So the big launch for Monday for ElastiCache was we gave you the ability to tag your ElastiCache clusters. On Tuesday, we turned our attention to AWS Config. We launched Config in several more regions. We also started logging the API calls that are made to Config when you enable or disable tracking. We now log those calls to CloudTrail. So if you ever had a situation where you found that Config tracking had been turned off and you didn't understand exactly when or who did that, you can go consult your CloudTrail logs to find that out. We also launched a new feature for DynamoDB called secondary index scans. We launched secondary indexes last year with the goal of allowing you to do some more flexible indexing of your DynamoDB tables. So with the secondary index scans, you can create your secondary index as you always have been. You project your desired attributes into that index in addition to your hash or range key. And then you're able to do a scan, and you can quickly and efficiently retrieve through that secondary index. If you projected attributes into the index, then those are the attributes that will be retrieved as part of your scan. Wednesday was Route 53 day. We added tagging of various Route 53 resources. We added CloudTrail support. We made it easier for you to create alarms on your Route 53 health checks. And we also made the status of those same health checks visible in the Route 53 console. Thursday, Elastic Load Balancer and IAM. First thing we did, we made a pretty important security update to Elastic Load Balancers, and we disabled the RC4 Cypher Suite. If this concerns you, there's a lot more detail on the blog, which actually is simply a link to the appropriate forum post and something I'd advise you to read if you're using Elastic Load Balancing. The big news in IAM, we added something new called Managed Policies. So what I like to think of this is we kind of lifted the policies up a level. We made them into genuine objects all by themselves that they can exist independent of any other IAM object. This allows you to do some better factoring of your security model and allows you to reduce the amount of redundancy and to concentrate all of the necessary policies in one place. As part of this, we also launched AWS Managed Policies. These are created and maintained by the AWS team, and they will evolve over time. In order to track the evolution both of your policies and the AWS managed policies, both of these policy types are versioned. And when you go to the console, you can review the versions of each policy and you can choose to roll forward or roll back on particular policies. On Friday, we did some great additions to the AWS Marketplace. We added the Retina Eye English Language Processing. We added GeoPulse Outpost. We added the idle extraction engine for place entities. And we added both compute nodes and head nodes for the Unova grid engine. I'm trying to do a better job of posting upcoming events to the Week in Review. Would like to call your attention to the AWS summits. These are happening in many, many different cities all around the world. We're continuing to finalize both the cities, the locations, and the dates for those. There's a dedicated summit webpage you can check out. I'm also starting to see a fair number of help wanted ads that are specific to AWS and that are asking for significant experience with particular AWS services. I linked to one of those in the Week in Review, a cloud architect from Zillow. I also linked to the AWS Careers website, where you'll find jobs worldwide for positions across just about every different part of the AWS team. That is the Week in Review. Let's turn now to our interview with Stefano from Cloud Academy. You will notice a fair amount of background noise on this interview. The loft is located on Market Street. The background noise of the street and of the attendees at the IoT hackathon was pervasive throughout the interview. It gives certainly a real-world quality to the interview, and I hope it isn't too distracting for you. For my later interviews, I actually moved to the underbelly in the basement of the loft, and the sound quality was a little bit better down there. This is Jeff Barr coming to you from the AWS loft in San Francisco. I've got an IoT hackathon happening behind me. I've got the busy Market Street of San Francisco across the window from me. But I'm speaking with Stefano Bellagio of Cloud Academy and would love to learn more about what you do. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for having me today. So I would like to start with a problem to explain Cloud Academy. I think that there is a huge problem in the cloud computing world today. So if you think about it, there are three major players that are AWS, Google, and Microsoft Azure. And then you have several other technologies and companies that are working in the ecosystem. From a user perspective, this is not simple at all to manage. So in my previous company, we used to did consultancy and consulting. We were moving things to the cloud for our customers. And that was not easy, because we had to deal with all the procedures, all the processes to move them to the cloud, remember things, remember all the processes and so on, and that was not easy at all. So that's the reason why we created something to have all the learning, all the materials that you need to understand and to learn about cloud computing platforms, and that's Cloud Academy. So Cloud Academy is the solution to learn cloud computing on several platforms, on several technologies.
Okay.
And actually, the best way to understand it is going to cloudacademy.com.
When you say all the materials, what's your decision-making process as far as which things you think are the most valuable for your audience and your customers?
Yeah, so we do have three different components. So basically, courses teach you all the skills with video courses on different platforms. You can come up with AWS, for example, or Azure, or Google, or any other technology like Docker. Then we have the quizzes, and quizzes are for testing your knowledge, testing your skills online, and providing you a way to learn something across that way. And also we have the laboratories. So the laboratories are a way to give you a practical skill. You actually have the Amazon console inside our browser, inside Cloud Academy, and you can complete step by step all the single steps inside your laboratory.
So you mentioned the console a little bit. Tell me a bit more about how all this relates to AWS.
So AWS, you know, we are a big fan of AWS. Most of the people that are coming today to our platform are looking for AWS training. And of course, AWS is the leader in the public cloud market. So, so far we have 13,000 members that are like startup members. So they are individuals. Plus we have almost 4,000 companies. So people that are coming from enterprises that are using Cloud Academy to learn cloud computing. So we think that in some way we are complementing AWS. So we do something that you're not doing or you don't want to do. Basically, we are training people on AWS. We are helping them keeping progress on new services, on new updates that you have online.
Given that this is all hosted online, do you have like some tracking behind the scenes so you can see how well your customers are succeeding at proceeding through the courses and kind of get a sense of what's working, what's not working? Is it almost like a big data kind of a model where you can analyze and improve?
Yes, exactly. As soon as you enter in Cloud Academy, you have your dashboard. So basically, when you start answering our quizzes, we try to monitor your knowledge and your skills on several topics. For example, for AWS, we can understand if you are skilled enough in EC2 or S3, for example, and give you new suggestions as soon as you complete your training online.
So it's not just simply a linear progression, but there's intelligence behind the scenes that's helping the user.
Yes, it's kind of an adaptive learning system where actually we are collecting data about your knowledge, about your progress, and we are able to suggest you every month new courses. So the idea behind Cloud Academy is providing you continuous training, so you are not completing only a single course online, but basically every month you have new courses, you have new quizzes, you have new laboratories, and actually you can use our technology to get new update on your skills, to get new information about what you should learn or you shouldn't learn because you are already skilled in that topic.
If I'm one of your corporate customers and my employees are using your training, what level of like analysis and insight do I have into their performance and their use of your system?
Yeah, thank you, great question. So when you are an enterprise customer, you have a management dashboard for your company, so you can invite people in that management dashboard. You can control what they are doing inside Cloud Academy, because as soon as they get the invitation, they can access all the training online. And also, you can have a report on the courses that they are completing, the quizzes that they are completing, the percentage and the ratio of, you know, correct and wrong answers, for example, in preparing for a certification. And you can also see what kind of steps they are completing on the laboratories, how many laboratories are completing it, and in fact, having a complete overview of their preparation for a certification or for a specific path that you want to design for them.
Excellent. That seems to me, if I am an employee at such a company, I can use these reports to show my manager in my company that I'm investing my own time in my career and I'm trying to further develop myself by spending time learning and improving.
Yeah, exactly. So we do have people from companies like Accenture that are using it For example, during the weekends or during the evening, because maybe they don't have time to study during the day, or they want to spend a couple of hours preparing for an AWS certification doing quizzes. And so they do that when they commute or during the evening. So that's really another way of having training online.
Hmm. Does that mean that there's some kind of a time-based view that you can see over time what's popular and where it's popular, for example?
Yeah, we do have like a timeline. So basically, when you are inside the management dashboard, you can understand where people are learning or when they are doing, you know, single quizzes or single courses online. Yeah.
All right. So rewind me a little bit. Why did you actually decide to do all this?
So my background is in computer engineering. I'm a third-time entrepreneur. And before, I started a small startup that was doing web hosting, domain registration, and cloud computing services, and another consultancy firm. So basically, what we have done and what I saw before is companies that were asking me to move things to the cloud. So we had a lot of companies coming to us in my consultancy firm and asking me to move single dedicated server or single infrastructure to the cloud, and usually to different cloud computing providers. So that was kind of a mess because we didn't have enough people, we didn't have all the knowledge to do that. And so I thought there should be a better way to do this. So having a training, having a way to train these people, even after I complete the migration to the cloud, to train them on all these platforms. And that's how I came up with Cloud Academy.
That's really interesting. In effect, you solved your own problem and said, well, if I'm having this problem, then perhaps others are as well, and this might make for a good business.
Yeah, exactly. If you look at the cloud computing industry today, you have, as I said before, several leaders in the market, and then you have all the ecosystem. So for a customer, it's really not easy to understand all of them, to understand all the services, and also to train your employees or your partners on everything that is cloud today.
Sure. Are you more of a technical background or a business background or a little bit of both?
I have a technical background, so I studied computer engineering and then data engineering. So I do understand really well our customers when they're telling me, Stefano, we completed the AWS certification, but then now we are starting a new project and we think that we need all the training also for that new service of Amazon or that new service of Microsoft Azure. So at the end of the day, it's really about getting new skills every month, getting new skills in your career, and actually tracking your progress with new skills. You know better than me, Jeff, that Amazon is continuously changing, AWS is continuously launching new services, and so we are helping our customers getting updated on that side.
Certainly. Are all these courses created in-house, or do you have outsiders to help you do it, or how do you actually design and build the material?
Yeah, thank you. Great question. So we do have a content strategy and a content model for every platform that we have courses online for. So for example, we have a content model for AWS divided in three different steps for beginners, for intermediate people, and for experts. And actually, we have a small team internally that is producing the courses and managing our content strategy. And then we use a technology called Content Engine to use people, external people that are contributing to Cloud Academy, updating our content and creating new content.
Awesome. So I know you've only been in the US for a relatively short amount of time. How did you get here and what do you think so far?
Well, I think that actually, I've been here for a few months, but basically I visited so many times California, so I'm quite familiar with the environment. And I think that actually it's the only place in the world where I could build this company. So I love California, I love the environment. I think that I will be here till I retire and then I will see.
Interesting. What do you think is special about California that helps you to succeed?
Well, the most important thing probably is the ecosystem, so the kind of people, the community that you have. I'll give you an example. I had great advisors and mentors when I started Cloud Academy. One of them, for example, is Jonathan Siegel, that has been one of our first investors from Rightscale. And I think that's probably the best thing about this community startup. So you have a lot of people focusing on technology and providing you feedback, providing you help on building your company.
That's excellent. So anything else you want to share with me?
Well, actually, I would like to thank you for this podcast. I'm a big fan, first of all. And I would like to use this opportunity to offer to our user a big discount. So if you go to promo.cloudacademy.com, you can get 30% off of on our annual membership, and you can start using Cloud Academy.
That's really wonderful. I'll be sure to put that link directly into our show notes.
Thank you.
Would like to thank you for stopping by, and hope you enjoy your time here at the AWS Loft.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Appreciate
My pleasure it. Speaking with you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for listening to the AWS podcast. Again, this is AWS evangelist Jeff Barr. You can send your feedback to awspodcast@amazon.com. You can follow the podcast at AWS Podcast, and you can follow me at Jeff Barr. Have a good week, and see you again soon.